team. Even
you know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator. What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
30 minutes, nobody has called me. Nobody will call me. If there's going to be trouble, within the first 9.5 minutes, somebody will call me and complain that, Gary, I don't like this stuff. Now, when was the last one, Muftao?
That was last Sunday.
Last Sunday.
No, was it Saturday or Sunday?
Saturday or Sunday or something.
Saturday.
Yeah. Charlie, Saturday afternoon. George.
You had your share.
Oh, yeah, he had his share.
Muftao
gave me a story from the GFA, you know, one of the scoops. But let me just say that last week, Friday, I had asked Muftao that, Charlie, it's been a while since we made trouble. These were my words to him. And I said it in jest. I was not even serious. And Muftao said, oh, he has some stories that can bring trouble. So Saturday afternoon, around 2-ish, Muftao sends me some stories about some schools he has. And I said, this story, do you have documents to back it? Then he brought the documents. And I said, okay,
let's go.
So we published the story. Look, within 9.5 minutes, the call started coming in. But unfortunately, where I was, I couldn't pick. So George, the same people called George and complained about it. Yeah, eventually we did what we had to do. But anyway, we like to give scoops here, you know, verified scoops. And that's the nature of the Joy Sports team, which is why today we have scoops on Jordan Ayew speaking to us about many, many things, about his ambition, his dream teams. Now, let me ask you guys, before we go ahead, when was the last time Jordan granted an interview to anybody in Ghana? Does anybody remember? Hans, when was the last time you heard Jordan grant an interview to anybody?
No,
like speaking to media, not at a tournament or anything.
And not also at a Blasters training.
I don't think he's ever done that.
Maybe in the lead up to the AFCON, he spoke to Daniel Odro. They had a sit down.
They had a sit down conversation.
Daniel Odro. Ghana Web.
Yes, Ghana Web.
That's the last time.
Which is why we have to thank, you know, I mean, he, after the kind of season is hard, it was obvious that everybody in Ghana wanted a piece of him. It was very interesting when today his people reached out and selected a couple of media houses that Jordan was going to be available, you know, on a chat today from the UK. And luckily, the Joy Sports team were one of the many. So in as much as we would like to say, exclusive, it was a couple of us, you know. So many thanks to Jordan for doing this. And at the end of the interview, we expressed the interest that he opened up to the media more, you know, because... You know, there's a perception that Jordan, he's there and we are here. We encouraged him that. But that's not the only thing we are talking about,
talk about we.
Who is we?
But we.
Who is we? Chelsea is the team of the moment.
So Chelsea is the we.
A we. The song through the sun and rain. Because Chelsea, Chelsea is our
reign. Here at the bridge where the rain all fly, we can shine all the time. Home or away, come and see us play. Chelsea fans, today is the official, you know, day that we are allowing you to run your mouth. Yes, look, we acknowledge that in the whole world, nobody has had a better transfer window than Chelsea.
Thank you very much.
From Antarctica to George.
From to the Arctic Circle, latitude 23, you know,
to the equator.
Tropic of Cancer, Tropic of Capricorn.
We'll even before the first ball is kicked. What is off-season? You know we have off-season champions.
Yeah.
So we'll give you the transfer window and the off-season champion.
And can off-season champion, but like Arsenal.
But even before the first ball is kicked, you are no longer the young team you were using to console yourself with after every defeat.
Chelsea is good. We still bought young boys. Young boys, just apart from one experienced guy.
Two.
The rest are still young.
Not old. Experienced.
Experienced guy. I'm okay. Experienced. Diego Silva is experienced. But the rest are old.
36 years.
No, he's not old. He's not old. He's experienced.
No, he's an experienced guy.
So what about William?
Oh, William is, he's done all he can do for Chelsea. Okay. In Chelsea terms, he's old because he has played for us and done it. We've handed him over to another club.
George Ado.
Like we have done with Peter Cech and the other guy, was it? David Luiz. The same thing we have done with William.
George, what are you trying to
do? We have got players in form. You see, this is what Hans...
Not like the other teams that come for your expired players.
No, these are players in form. Timo Werner is in form.
You have to be careful.
Hakim Ziyech is in form. Oh, excuse me. This young boy, we have finished. Because the guy has already started liking photos of the Chelsea players. What's he saying? Can I have it? By Leverkusen, if you can hear us, the man has started liking pictures on Instagram. He's already a Chelsea player. So, sort this bonus thing out. Already. So sort this bonus thing out and bring the man to us. Kai Havertz is here as well, ladies and gentlemen. Ben Chilwell, look at this fantastic boy as well.
We were here when you signed Drinkwater. To date, he's not finished with one sachet. He's still drinking.
Where are you drink? But we are very excited.
Did he hear the name?
Ben Chilwell.
So from the well, you get the water.
Oh, you get the water. And you drink.
All right, guys.
Jordan, when we come.
We don't have a lot of time, as you know. The show is just an hour long, so we'll be discussing the transfer window. And obviously, Chelsea is the team of the moment right now. We'll be looking at how great the signings have been. We know how great the signings have been, but more importantly, how they can settle in. But first of all, like I said, we spoke to Jordan Ayew.
It's not that much. It's just honesty.
So Jordan started the interview for us by speaking about his attitude that has changed. In fact, he acknowledged before we began the interview that yes, indeed, his attitude towards the game, his outlook towards the game has changed. He mentioned actually that the AFCON, the last AFCON was a watershed moment for him in terms of behavior, in terms of attitude and so on. So I asked him, what exactly were the individual traits that he thinks or he reckons have changed in his game?
Well, it's not much. It's not that much. It's just honesty. I promised to myself that by the time I stop playing this game, I'll make sure that I have no regrets. And I'll make sure, like, I have an obligation now, and I have an obligation, and my obligation is to make sure that every weekend when I step on the pitch, every game, whether it's for Black Stars, whether it's for my club, when I step on the pitch and our supporters, my family, the population of Africa or Ghana are taking just 2 hours or 3 hours to watch the Premier League, I have to make sure I'm at my best. And those are the little things, and I think I need to be at my best every weekend, all the time. And honestly, I'm going to give myself, I give 100%, 110%, 120%, I'll make sure that I kill myself on the pitch each weekend. And that is a promise I made to myself. And I think now, like, that is the direction I'm going to. So I just don't want, I didn't realize some little things because I was a bit naive, and obviously you say maybe it's because of this person, it's because of this person. You start to look around people, you don't want to look at yourself, but I think you need to look at yourself, and those are the little things that have changed. So yeah, those are the things.
Lovely. Now, still as we are on this season, Jordan, I mean, I'm sure you know, but at Swansea 2 years ago, you won 3 end of season awards. This year, you've won 3 end of season awards as well. And give us an idea of what it makes you feel like, you know, being such a dominant player for 2 different teams at 2 different times. Because we know playing in England, one, is not easy. Playing in 2 different teams and dominating to the extent that other players and fans recognize you like this is certainly something you should be proud of. What specifically is your next ambition in terms of these awards? Oh, come on, don't tell me you don't think about this. I know you do.
No, to be honest, you can ask my family, you can ask people who are close to me. I just, like I told you, I just want to give my best 100% each weekend, whether it's for Ghana, whether it's for Crystal Palace. And after the awards and those things, it comes after. But I want to make sure, first I have to look at myself and make sure I do the right things on the pitch. And after, the rest is whatever God gives me, I'll take it. But like I said, the only thing I don't want to is to, at the end of my career, is to regret that, oh, if I knew, I should have. No. That's the most painful thing, and that's what I promised to myself. So to have awards in Swansea and to have awards in Crystal Palace, I think it was just a sign that I'm on the right direction. So I just need to keep it up and keep doing what I'm doing and add more work, and I think I'll be fine.
Well, so that's Jordan's first answer. When he started, I saw the guys in the studio nodding. He sounds so mature, doesn't he, Hans?
Yeah, I mean, I've written about Jordan in the past, and I haven't been charitable with my critics.
I like the fact that you always admit that you eat humble pie.
And rightly so. Look, there are people that you dismiss right away, and there are people that you feel or you know can be way better than, you know, they are.
Yeah.
And so it's a bit painful seeing them performing at a normal level when they can actually be extraordinary, you know. And just as I've been uncompromising my criticism of him in the past, I have to say this. Jordan is the best Ghanaian player right now.
Yeah.
And it's not by virtue of the performances he's churned out over the season. It's the mentality he has currently.
Yeah.
It's an elite mentality. He doesn't want to retire and have any regrets. And so he goes out there and gives 100%. And you see it week in, week out with the performances he churned out for Crystal Palace. And what it culminated in, 3 end of the season awards, you know, from the fans, from the players, and the goal of the season award. Absolutely fantastic. He's the best player Ghana has at the moment, and I'm just so happy hearing the words that he spewed, you know, and it reflects. He's not just saying it.
Yeah,
you see it in his game, you see it in the things that he's saying.
All right, so more questions for Jordan Ayew, and please react to them. 0244340437. Like I said, Jordan spoke to selected media houses about 3 hours ago. for about an hour, you know, and we are very grateful that he did that, because it's difficult to get Jordan. Everybody knows that. So Hans has been speaking about his time at Crystal Palace this season and how it's been. And that was one of the first questions he was asked.
Oh, I think it's quite simple. I think we did a good season till March, a really good season. Then COVID for 3 months. Then we started the league again. And I think we won our first game in after COVID. And after, I think we didn't win to the end of the season. So it was like only one game out of 8. Or 9, I don't really remember. But I think overall, it's been a good season. We didn't do well at the end, but like I said, we're in a team that is Crystal Palace, and our target was to stay in the Premier League, and we managed to stay in the Premier League. So I think people expect us to be higher, but we were all ambitious. We wanted to finish as high as possible, but I think the COVID didn't help us, and it helped some people, but it's football, it's a game, and there's a new season coming very soon, and we're getting ready for the new season. I think it's quite simple. I think we...
Yeah, so Jordan speaking about that there. Next up, the coach who has had so much faith in him, you know, it was put to him by one of my colleagues that when it was announced, if you guys recall, that he will be permanently signed for Palace, it seemed like the only person who believed in him was Roy Hodgson, you know. So how does he think Roy has influenced his growth at Palace?
First of all, I'll have to thank him and the staff and the board as well of Crystal Palace. I think during the training sessions, even if on the weekend things weren't going the way we all wanted, during the training sessions, I was showing good things. So I think that's what push them to make it permanent. And then obviously when I got back from the AFCON, I think the AFCON is just before even I went to the AFCON, I had to change my mentality. I had to change a lot of things that I was doing previously, and I think everything paid off. So I just think that it's just something that in life where you get to a certain age where you start to realize some things and you start to think differently and you start to not look at other people, you start to look at yourself. Don't accuse people, you just start to look at yourself and ask yourself what you have to change, what you have to do to improve and everything. And I think it's my mentality that changed a lot. And I think the manager saw that my mentality has changed a lot. And obviously, you know, I forced him and I fought hard and I pushed him to give me the opportunity to prove myself on week in, week out. So obviously he has been really good to me. That one I can't deny, he has been really good to me. He has brought in efficiency in my game and made me understand that football is all about efficiency. And of course, if I have an opportunity or I have two opportunities, I have to make sure at least one goes in. Because we're in a team where we don't create much opportunity, so you really need to be clinical. And obviously, I just thank God because things went on really well, and I didn't really expect it. But like I said, it's life, and when you work hard, then you get reward. I'm just trying to keep it. Not trying. I'm keeping the same routines and the same things I used before the AFCON and till now. So I think that's the right direction for me. So I'm sticking to that direction.
Right. Next up was what exactly has improved in his game this season, considering that, you know, he did well at Swansea, but it seems that his overall gameplay has improved. And also, what does he think about changing or getting better going forward?
I'm trying to improve in every every sector of my game. So I think there's still room for improvement every day at training and every weekend and every year. And I need to improve in every sector. I'm not perfect. No one is perfect. So you just need to keep working on everything. And obviously, I'm not that good in my head. I'm not the best, but like I said, I'm working on it, and I'll make sure that by the end of my career, I'll make sure that it become one of my strongest part, one of my weapons. I'm trying to improve in every sector of my game. So I think there's still room for improvement every day at training and every weekend and every year. And I need to improve in every sector. I'm not perfect, no.
Right. So there, guys, what do you think of what you've heard so far, George?
I think it's good to hear from him. And I thought, we said at the Africa Cup of Nations, he was very focused and he was easily our best player, even though the team didn't really live up to expectation. Now, to hear him say this and try and, you know, compare with everything he has done this season, clearly Jordan is of a different mental fortitude now. His targets have all of a sudden changed, and he's kept on repeating, I do not want to finish football and regret anything. I want to play to the fullest of my ability.
Yeah.
And his father, Abedipele, has kept on saying, Jordan is the guy. Don't even look at Dede Ayew. Jordan is the guy. And I think finally he's getting to the point where he knows that he can even do much more. Any coach, the Premier League clubs, listening to this man now,
He's
ready for the big time. Football, yeah, I think.
He is indeed. Hans?
Yeah. I couldn't agree more with Joe's final point. You see, playing for the big clubs is all about mentality. Mm. You know, it's all about how mentally prepared you are, whether you're prepared to put in the shift to ensure that you are one of the star men for the team. And I think that Jordan's mentality at this moment, you know, is that of a top-level footballer. I think that he's moved from being a boy who was just, you know, playing football. Jordan, sometimes you look at him on the field and you wonder if he even enjoys playing the game at all. Yeah. There was an aura of nonchalance, you know, about him every time. Whether he missed a chance or, you know, he was able to get to, he appeared not to really care. But the attitude has been absolutely different. And if you don't change your mentality, your attitude cannot change, you know. And so I think that he's ready. He's set for the big things. A lot has been said by his father and people close to him in terms of his ability. Look, when did they hit the scene? Somewhere around 2008, thereabout. I remember reading a story where they mentioned that, look, you should see my brother.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people doubted the first time we saw Jordan. There's been flashes here and there that suggested that, look, this was a very good player. But he didn't have the consistency to really convince people. And for anybody who has been following Jordan's exploits with the Black Stars, it was frustrating watching him. You know, sometimes I'll be behind the TV and I just wanted to kick the TV.
Yeah, I know.
Here you are watching a player who you know is that good.
That's ability.
And you look at a glass, it was half full and in terms of performance, and it was really frustrating. And then suddenly he goes to the AFCON and gets into a different mindset, follows it throughout an entire season, and then the awards to show for it. Look, I don't think that we are witnessing the best of Jordan Ayew. The best is yet to come.
And you know, there's one thing,
exciting.
Gary, and you know, there's one thing with these traditional clubs, Premier League traditional clubs, like, say, Newcastle, like Crystal Palace, where he is. Look, if you're not putting in your all, it's not even about the number of goals you are scoring. It's clearly about, are you fighting for the team? If they know you are fighting for the team, you see the way they support you. When I went to the Selhurst Park to watch Jordan, that was back in December, you could feel singing, mentioning the name, how are you, how are you? And you clearly see that the fans of Crystal Palace truly believe the man is giving his all. And hearing this today in this interview, Gary, I'm more than convinced that there's certainly more to come from the young man. And this is the way to go. This is the way to go.
Now, one of the highlights of this season for Jordan, everybody knows, is the goal he scored against West Ham.
Yes.
Right. He loves scoring against West Ham. You know, throughout his English football career, he's scored some crackers against them. Now, was anybody around here very surprised that it was not nominated for goal of the season.
Oh, criminal.
Yeah, I
know.
Even though John Bennett of the BBC gave me an explanation that they had to select the best goal in the match, I'm like, come on. What if we have five?
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Of the best goals in 1 month, and you just have to select
all of them,
and you go and pick from a month that hasn't got, you know, really good goals. I was very, very, very disappointed that he couldn't make it.
Well, Jordan, very uncharacteristically, I mean, he surprised all of us on the panel who were interviewing him by giving this answer to whether it affected him or not.
Oh, I don't know. You know, I'm a person that I'm always like, more, I don't spend too much time in the building, and obviously I don't spend too much time in the building, so I don't really know what's going on, what they said or anything like that. But the only thing I know is that like you people think that I should have been in the best nominated, etc. And you have some people up there who think that I shouldn't have been nominated. So everyone and his opinion. I'm fine with everything. It's just that, like I said, the most important thing for me is to focus on my club and to make sure that I keep on working hard and I keep on going on the right direction. That was the only thing.
Simple, really. And also remember, this was the season where Jordan Ayew overtook Anthony Yeboah, the great Anthony Yeboah, in terms of, you know, the top scoring Ghanaian in Premier League history. He overtook Anthony Yeboah, and obviously he must have felt great. We asked him about that one as well.
Well, I think we're talking about one of the best strikers of Ghana, or maybe one of the best strikers of all time that Ghana have ever had. So obviously, it's a good achievement for me, my family, for the country as well. But it's not really important to me for now, because I have more games ahead of me. So I just need to focus and do the best that I can. And like I said, whatever amount of goals I get to, that's really God who knows. I don't know, but the only thing I know is that I'll give my best and I'll make sure that I do things right to make everyone proud. Well, I think...
So Jordan giving his view on that there. Now, another thing is about Crystal Palace and the sheer number of African players, you know, black players they have there and all that. He was asked about the team spirit in there, you know, that you see on the pitch, how they relate to each other. Racism has been a big issue this year, and this is what he had to say.
It's true that there's a lot of black people in Crystal Palace, black players, so we're really close. It's a team where, like, you don't feel the difference. Like, we're like family, and I think we all work hard. You know, we fight together, and we all try to get the best of each other, and we compete among ourselves as well. So it makes you improve. So it's all in a positive way, and it's all positive energy. So we just keep on supporting each other and try and make the best out of it and try to raise the club to the next level.
Oh, nice one. So some comments coming in. George, you want to get a few comments. 0244340437. We are hearing from Jordan Ayew. It's been a long, long time since you heard him on Ghanaian radio like this. And so this is quite something.
So we got Isaac from Agboi.
Yeah.
Inside Cove City.
Yes.
Cove City.
Koforidua, that's Koforidua, it.
Yes, that was
Cove City, yes. Oh,
Cove Town. Okay, good evening. I'm always excited when you take over the airwaves with Joy Sports. These guys are now real men, especially Jordan. I'm expecting more and more from him in the national team. He has spoken. He should put into action in the Black Stars. Isaac, I can tell you, he's already put into action. We've seen this even before this interview, and I'm sure there's more to come. There's no doubt about who's currently the best player in Ghana, and we only have to wish the best for him in the upcoming season. Kudos. This coming in from our Black Rose inside Cape St. Paul Lighthouse, Volta Region. Okay, that's what we've got. Yes, you can still send us your message on 0244-340-437.
It's been a year of COVID-19 as well. A very strange year, hasn't it? And how it affected the team and all that. He touched on that one also, Jordan.
Oh, no. I'm not afraid of contracting the virus. For me, it's a difficult time for the world. For some people, it's negative. For some people, it's positive. For some people, it doesn't really change much. So to play in these situations, when we get tested every 2 days, every 3 days, so they're trying to, they're keeping us safe. They're really looking after us. So there's no problem. There's no reason why I should be scared or other people should be scared. Oh, no. I'm not afraid of...
Yeah, so his thoughts on that there. He was also asked about if there will be any changes next season where his career is concerned, where Palace and overall his gameplay.
Well, I think still the core of the group is a team where there's not too many changes. I think today they just signed one young boy that's 20 years, Eze. He looks really good player. He looks like he's going to bring something different to our team. The manager is trying to find solutions, different options. That is normal. But I think the most important thing for us is to stay focused and to have a good start of the season.
So, Jordan, are you speaking to us there? And you can hear the other part of the interview later. We are still chopping the interview up. Mm-hmm. You know, we just got into the studio and got them ready in time for this show. So, George, that's Jordan for you. Overall thoughts?
Overall thoughts.
Wow, he sounds.
Great.
Yeah.
I mean, he sounds really great. He sounds like a proper matured guy. And I can say now he's matured. And so we expect a lot more from him. I like the fact that he's carrying the bedding on his shoulders, the fact that he must do something. And, you know, in retrospect, in fact, when he watches his father, I'm sure he said, oh, yeah, that's a bit early. Today, I mean, when Marseille were up in the final of the Champions League, you know, against Bayern Munich, after the game, Paris Saint-Germain lost, but everybody came up and said, yeah, so Marseille are the only team that have won the Champions League inside France. And Abedi Pele was there, and Marcel Desailly was there. I mean, so he knows that, look, I can be like daddy, I can be better than daddy, or I can be at least in the line of the top Ayus, because we have a lot of Ayus who have played in Ghana. So you are trying to put yourself out there. Look at
even Chaza, the family ground, there's competition.
The family alone, there's competition. Because Dede Ayu in the championship scored what, close 18 goals with seven assists. Yeah. That was really good for him.
Yeah.
So even in the pecking order, right there in the family,
where are you in the
Ayus family? Where are you?
You know, brings me to my hands.
Yes.
I think there's a trending picture somewhere of a Nigerian town, a very small Nigerian town, noted for, and some people remember it was on Twitter, they are noted for producing professors. They're a town of about probably 10,000 people or so.
Wow.
Yeah, and professors is what they produce. You know, so they line all of them up in a group picture. Top professors.
And you remember,
and the family of lawyers, you know, there's a picture, there's a family of lawyers too. One is an attorney general of some, of wherever it is that they are from. Then the father is a lawyer, the mother is a lawyer, brother, sister, Charlie the whole.
I remember, you know, passing a comment here. I mean, it was in jest, but I'm looking back and I think I probably should have made it
a serious point.
Yeah, you know, I think we're talking about one player who moved to the UAE, you know, in his prime, and I mentioned that the only reason he made that move is because his surname is not a U.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you remember.
Yeah.
Look, Jordan is carrying a name that he has to defend. Everywhere he goes, his father's name is going to be mentioned.
And he kept talking about that during the interview.
Absolutely. Everywhere he passes, his father's achievement will be shown to him, you know. And so if you're not able to match up to it, you know, it's an indictment. Or your big brother is also, you know, doing his bit, also doing very, very well. And so I think that he goes with the name that he's carrying. He realizes, I think it's come to a point where he realizes that, whoa, I've got this burden of responsibility on me that I need to accept and live up to.
Mm.
And he's taking it on rather beautifully. I'm excited. I mean, as a Ghanaian, I'm excited because of what we could achieve as a country, the Black Stars could achieve. We've gone, what, 37 years without an African Cup of Nations trophy. We are still talking about it. And I think that if all the players in the Black Stars would probably look at Jordan, listen to me, I'm using Jordan as an example for other players on the Black Stars.
Yeah.
If they could have simply adopt that mentality. Yeah. You know, he's hungry. He wants to achieve something. Mm-hmm. If they all could achieve that adopt that mentality as far as the Black Stars is concerned, look, I've talked about Ghana winning the AFCON in the next maybe 3 editions, but it probably could be earlier than that.
Yeah, because the AFCON is not won, and he makes the point, because the AFCON these days is not won by a team that has the top stars.
No.
It's always by a united team, and a very committed team,
yeah,
who are ready to fight it.
Let's listen to what he said again about that, resonates with me, about the attitude question again, you know, when we asked him about what has changed since the AFCON period.
Well, it's just... It's not that much. It's just honesty. I promised to myself that by the time I stop playing this game, I'll make sure that I have no regrets. And I'll make sure, like, I have an obligation now. And I have an obligation, and my obligation is to make sure that every weekend when I step on the pitch, every game, whether it's for Black Stars, whether it's for my club, when I step on the pitch and our supporters, my family, the population of Africa or Ghana are taking just 2 hours or 3 hours to watch the Premier League, I have to make sure I'm at my best. And those are the little things. And I think I need to be at my best every weekend, all the time. And honestly, I'm going to give myself, I give 100%, 110%, 120%, I'll make sure that I kill myself on the pitch each weekend. And that is a promise I made to myself. And I think now, like, that is the direction I'm going to. So I just don't want... I didn't realize some little things because I was a bit naive, and obviously you say maybe it's because of this person. You start to look around people, you don't want to look at yourself, but I think you need to look at yourself, and those are the little things that have changed. So yeah, those are the things.
Lovely. Now, still as we are on this season, Jordan, I mean, I'm sure you know, but at Swansea 2 years ago, you won 3 end of season awards. This year, you've won 3 end of season awards as well. And give us an idea of what it makes you feel like, you know, being such a dominant player for 2 different teams at 2 different times. Because we know playing in England, one, is not easy. Playing in 2 different teams and dominating to the extent that other players and fans recognize you like this is certainly something you should be proud of. What specifically is your next ambition in terms of these awards? Oh, come on, don't tell me you don't think about this. I know you do.
No, to be honest, you can ask my family, you can ask people who are close to me. I just, like I told you, I just want to give my best 100% each weekend, whether it's for Ghana, whether it's for Crystal Palace. And after the awards and those things, it comes after, but I want to make sure, first I have to look at myself and make sure I do the right things on the pitch. And after, the rest is whatever God gives me, I'll take it. But like I said, the only thing I don't want to is to, at the end of my career, is to regret that, oh, if I knew, I should have. No. That's the most painful thing, and that's what I promised to myself. So to we'll have awards in Swansea and 12 awards in Crystal Palace. I think it's just a sign that I'm on the right direction. So I just need to keep it up and keep doing what I'm doing and add more work, more work, more work. And I think I'll be fine with my best and I'll make sure that I do things right to make everyone proud. I'm trying to improve in every sector of my game. So I think there's still room for improvement.
Yeah, Jordan, are you speaking there? I mean, Charlie, I mean,
even if I do another round of pork in honor of Jordan.
Charlie.
I mean, he says that
while working on the audios, we're doing some small.
I mean, everything to be motivated. And if a player tells you, I don't know who has been speaking to him. Really, if a player says that.
No, whoever is speaking to him, I want the person to talk to me as well.
Yeah. I mean, what he's saying is, he says, you can look around and blame other people for things not going well. But he stopped looking around and he is looking at himself.
Surprisingly, I don't think anybody's talking. You see,
this is really,
as we get to a certain point where you realize that you either change or you perish.
Yeah.
And I think that he knows that deep down, he probably didn't merit the amount of faith that Roy Hodgson placed in him.
Yeah.
And also probably looked at the man and thought, look, if this man has placed this amount of... Because look, if Crystal Palace had had a poor season, Jordan probably would have been at the center of it.
Yes.
And as a result, Hodgson would have lost his job.
Yeah.
You know, and so he probably considered all of those factors and decided, I have to make it work for this man. I have to make it work for myself. I have to make it work for my family. I have to make it work for the people who sit behind their televisions and watch me week in, week out, you know. And he's gone all out and done it. And like I keep saying, I'm just sitting here smiling to myself.
Yeah.
I don't easily get excited by players.
Yeah,
you know,
and I'm very impressed with the fact that this has not been happening over just 1 month or 2 months. That's one thing we have to look at.
Yeah.
Because this is before the AFCON, during the AFCON, and now.
After,
So he's made this decision and he's made it a point to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's what is beautiful. So we may be talking about Jordan today, but this is a big advice to anyone listening to the show today.
Consistency.
That you can look at people and be pointing fingers, say, oh, this guy didn't do this guy. But Jordan is telling us today, after all we've seen him do, that look, I look to myself and say, I have to give 120, 110. And this is this kind of interview, when the fans listen to it, you've killed them. That he can't afford to have you pay and sit down and play rubbish.
Yeah. I mean, the part...
Because you pay and sit down...
Look, the part that got to me, George, was... He said, for the people of Ghana, for the people of on the continent of Africa, if they take 2 hours of their time to watch me every Saturday, I owe it to them to play well. Charlie. That's,
and he knows that, it.
That's like some manifesto to park level, you know.
This is impressive.
So Kanewu has reacted to it on 0244340437. He says, cool guy. He has matured over the years, but there's still some glimpses of kiddish stuff sometimes in his play. But he has really made his mark by far. I want to see him score goals from range beyond the 18-yard box. I'm sure it's something we are going to see as well. Like he said,
he's got a couple.
Yeah, he's got a couple.
Some good shots.
This week, the CAF account put one up. Yeah. So apparently, the goal he scored in the AFCON is almost a carbon copy of what his father scored in 92.
Okay, wow.
You know the one he ran in the AFCON? Ran from just beyond the center line, then went to the right, into the box, and shot and scored. I bet he scored a similar one in one of the AFCON, 92 or 96 as well. Mm-hmm. So they did a comparison. No, 92 and 90. Yeah, 92.
The thing about Jordan this season is that, look, he mixed it up. You know, all manner of things. I've seen Jordan go down the challenges that I felt he should be on his feet.
Yeah.
And this season, you know, against some of the toughest defenders, centre backs they are going to find in this world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he came up tops.
Yeah.
He scored against Manchester United this season.
He did.
I mean, all the big sides. He mixed it up.
The difficult derbies. They Crystal Palace have some difficult derbies. They are playing Brighton and all.
The one we're talking about as a possible goal of the
West Ham.
My word. Mm. You know, the calmness and the maturity with which he approached it.
Since we are on the subject of goals, Jordan has scored some really great ones from his Marseille days and all that. We asked him which one takes his fancy as the best of the lot.
I'll go for the goal I scored in Marseille, again, in Marseille when I was in Lorient, when I got a ball from halfway of the pitch and I just ran, dribbled in Kulu and just whipped it with my left. I think that would be my best goal, just because it was Marseille, it was a new stadium, the hype around the game, the importance of the game. The West Ham one was a really important game as well. Boxing Day, you know how Boxing Day is so important in the Premier League. So that one too is there, but I'll take Marseille one. I think I'll go for Ghana against Comoros for the third place.
So his best goals, 1, 2, 3.
Jordan, this one, if we take the West Ham, we go.
Ibi is going to go. Ibi is like that one, man.
Well, yeah.
All right, so that's Jordan Ayew, Uncensored. It's not even everything we've played. You know, we have just 1 hour. We used the last 8 minutes to talk about that other thing that we said we would. So please look out for the rest of the interview tomorrow, hopefully, on the Joy Sports Link. We'll put them together for you as well. This is the First Take on Joy 99.7 FM.
These things didn't happen overnight, and so when I say I'll fix it, these things didn't happen.
Okay, definitely not Jordan, are you?
Somebody was having his first take.
Yeah, somebody was having his first take there. But let's have our first take also. Today, we've got Chelsea announcing Thiago Silva, you know, and making us understand that they are here to stay because some of their signings have been really impressive. What does this mean for the season in prospect? I mean, the season is a marathon, it's not a sprint. Vojogbe Hubert says, so far, we Chelsea have gotten 2 players for free, not some people who are paying overboard for a lot of money. Martin Saki says, rest in peace to the other EPL clubs and the other European clubs. We will finish them this season. Citizen Sikatogo says, Chelsea are making great signings, so, and I concur, they will be among the favourites for the title this year. And the Maestro retorts by saying, is it because they have signed a 36-year-old man that you are saying that? Francis Tete says, Chelsea have done what Napoleon could not do as well. So this is the mindset that Chelsea fans have going into the season. And it's right that they be excited. But the players have to settle in first, George.
Yeah, they have to settle in. And the truth is that for each one of the players, there's a plus, there's a minus.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ben Chilwell, when I was having a chat with John Bennett, we were saying that, okay, Ben Chilwell is a player who gives you or there are flashes of brilliance in his game. If you want to look closely at Ben Chilwell, and he's perhaps not the best left back around.
Yeah.
So he could have ups and downs. He's got ups in him, and we're hoping that the ups will be great in that team. You take Thiago Silva. Surely he's 35. We're looking more at his organization.
You say coming that, in that's and having his nickname, a right?
Leadership. Yeah, well,
his nickname is the organizer.
Yeah, we want him
that's
to.
His
yes,
nickname.
We want him to come in and organize, apply the leadership touch, because our young boys in that defense, you know, certainly don't have the kind of leadership, and we think that Thiago will give them the leadership and keep the team together. Whether Thiago can adapt to the pace of the English Premier League is another one, but we've seen him play well.
We've seen many players come and, you know, use their intelligence as well. Yeah.
So we expect him to come in and give that. So that's also not bad. But when you go up front and you talk about the other guys, well, Malangsa is a young man. I think the Frenchman is definitely one for the future. We'll see how he really comes in, 21 years of age.
Which so is why Chelsea are loaning him out.
Yes, clearly.
I've never seen him play for Chelsea.
But you see, when you look up front, yes, Kai Havertz, when he finally, you know, joins the team, Thibaut Werner, Hakim, these are really good. Like, Pulisic, and I think we've got great stuff.
Charlie, team Nasser,
yeah.
Team.
Yeah. And don't forget.
It's like, almost as if once we sign the players, we won.
No.
Let me read a comment that paints a picture. Or that, you know, epitomizes, yes, that's the word I want. Francis Arthur says, buying players does not necessarily lead to team improvement and success. Don't forget Bakayoko. Drink water.
He's still drinking.
Gary, Higuaino.
Gary, let me remind
and
them.
And the rest who are ambassadors at large.
Let me remind them. You see, Gary, with those buys, those drink water and those ones you are mentioning,
yeah.
Please. Mm-hmm. They were not players on form with the age. These guys are special. This is why we are, and people don't understand why Chelsea fans are so excited. Now, we are so excited because these are the go-to guys. These are the guys everybody was looking for. Timo Werner. Can you tell me that Timo Werner won't play in Chelsea? He won't score goals? This guy won't score more than 22 goals, 23 goals? No. Are you saying that Hakim won't produce what he has been producing for Ajax?
Let me ask a question for
Section Harvest B. Won't create chances? No.
The Section B question.
What is the Section B question?
In Timo Werner League.
You see, and the great thing is that the rival fans want to put pressure on Chelsea. But listen, this is still a building process,
sir?
For Lampard.
Hey.
Because what Lampard did last season was he just studied the ship, and he did that. Now we are rebuilding this Chelsea team. So relax. Why do you want to catch us? Man City have been buying. They haven't won Champions League. They are there. Allow us to build this team. Give us time, and we'll do. We are coming to the season with, you know, great expectations. But to say that you want us to win the Premier League at once, we are putting pressure. Take it easy for the boys. Let's put them together. Let's see how it goes.
We just wanted to be
if we win the Premier League, if we play well and it's good enough to win the Premier League, we'll take it. But you won't be slaughtering Lampard because he has not won the Premier League after the end of the season.
But that is the question, though, isn't it? That because of the amount of money pumped and everything, the expectations will be. Roman is not a man known to have a lot of
expectations. Roman knows that the expectations are make sure that we are not too far away from Liverpool and Man City if we don't even win it.
Last season, we are not too far away.
No. I mean, too far is the too far I'm talking, not 18, 19, 17 points. That is the far I'm talking about. The far must be close. I mean, don't be far. Close. 5 points. You see, 2 points, 3 points, 4 points. We must have a good season, generally. And Lampard knows that he needs to deliver because he's been given all he needs to deliver. And I think that, Chelsea would go through the season and we'll manage expectations. Don't worry at all. Yeah.
Only.
Only. Yeah, you should be worried
only.
About what's happening.
I only assigned
nobody. No.
Gary, and guys, don't forget, there's still Mason Mount. We've still got a lot of players who can do this. We've got great players. So it's a good squad going into the season. And we can look forward to so much.
Hey, yo, Kanu says, a team to watch out this season is a certain Tottenham Hotspur. Gary, kindly keep this message, but Chelsea is only making up for the ban. Well, whether they are making up for it or not, I mean, they are seriously impressive. It has to be said.
A huge statement.
Yeah, they are making statements.
That we want to go back up to the top again.
Yeah.
And I think they save money from not signing players during the summer transfer.
Even Omar Esusu.
Oh, cash.